The King of Kings coming to this earth as a baby and ultimately giving his life so that we may live with him someday. So to begin, let's turn to song number 93 in the church hymnal. Song number 93. Okay, let's turn to song number 95. Song number 95.
Amen.
song number 96. This time we'll look to Jerry for a devotional.
Good evening and greetings to all of you. Christmas. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to me? I guess this is a thought that has been running through my mind this season. What should it mean to me? How should it reflect out in my daily walk? Probably one of the most fondest memories that I have. My dad's hometown is Southern Virginia, and I guess the rest of my family did, I don't know. But I always enjoy going down there over Christmas time. What was it about it? I don't really know, except that they really meant what they sang there. They lived it out in their daily lives. We go Christmas caroling at night, and I don't know, there was just something that stood out to me in that. Jesus Christ was born in the meanest of circumstances, but the air above was filled with the hallelujahs of heaven's host. His lodging was a cattle pen, but a star drew distinguished visitants from afar to do him homage. His birth was contrary to the laws of life. His death was contrary to the laws of death. No miracle is so explicable as his life and teaching. He had no cornfields or fisheries, but he could spread a table for 5,000 and have bread and fish to spare. He walked on no beautiful carpet, but he walked on the waters, and they supported him. His crucifixion was the crime of crimes, but on God's side, no lower price than his infinite agony could have made possible our redemption. When he died, few men mourned, but a black crape was hung over the sun. Though men trembled not for their sins, the earth beneath shook under the load. All nature honored him. Sinners alone rejected him. Sin never touched him. Corruption could not get a hold of his body. The soul that had been reddened with his blood could not claim his dust. 3 years he preached his gospel. He wrote no book, built no church, had no money back of him. after 1900 years, he is the one central character of human history, the perpetual theme of all preaching, the pivot around which the events of the age revolve, the only regenerator of human race. Was it merely the son of Joseph and Mary who crossed the world's horizon nearly 2,000 years ago? Was it merely human blood that was spilled on Calvary's hill for the redemption of sinners and which has worked such wonders in men and nations through the centuries? What thinking man can keep from exclaiming, as Thomas did, "My Lord and my God"? Is that our testimony? Is that my testimony? I keep having to ask that question to myself. Who is Jesus in my life? Is it real? Or am I simply going through the motions? Is the theory that if I stay within this church discipline, am I okay? And that thought, I think, controls me too much. Am I willing to step out of my comfort zone and really go and work with the people in St. Louis? Not get scared of all the corruption that is there. Those people need Jesus. Who stepped out for my generation into the uncomfortable zone and took a huge step to continue teaching Jesus? I'd like to turn to Isaiah 42 for a few verses there. Isaiah 42, beginning with verse 5. Thus saith God, the Lord, that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord. This is my name, and my glory I will give to another. Neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before thy spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and sing praises from the ends of the earth. And I will leave it off there. Do we have something to share? Is Jesus coming to earth as a babe to complete the work that God had for him? Is that what Christmas is to us? And I trust that it is. He came to open the blind eyes. He has so much to offer us. Is it real in my life? He came to give us life. He came to save us from our sins. Is sin truly sin to me? In man's nature, the heart is a central power. As the heart is, so is the man. And I guess that's the thing that keeps running around in my mind. What is my heart? Is it truly to do the work God has called us to? Is it to live it out? We're listening to a testimony of an Iraqi soldier this afternoon and what he went through. But it's interesting that what drew him to Christianity was, in essence, fearlessness and love to go help hurting people. And I think one of the main things that stood out to him was this man that was went to take care of a small child that was bleeding from a gunshot wound. And he was right there close by, and he couldn't understand why this guy would want to take care of a small child that was bleeding to death. They are taught hate. We are taught love. Jesus brought love into this world. As the heart is, so is the man. Our innermost being must, in truth, be yielded to him. It is only as the desire of the heart is fixed upon God, the whole heart seeking for God, giving its love and finding its joy in God, that a man can draw nigh to God. Again, I ask, what does Christmas mean to me? What does it mean to you? Are we willing to allow, through this season, allow the love of Christ to flow through us, but not only that, to have that heart of seeking those that need Jesus and allowing Jesus to flow through us? Let's stand for a word of prayer. Denton, would you lead us in prayer, please? In our Christian hymnals, let's turn to number 476. This is not necessarily a Christmas song, but I appreciate the words of this one. 476. All right. And I think that this time is time for children singing, and the children can come to the front here, and 10 and under, we're going to ask for if they want to. 10 and under, and Kotri will lead the singing.
Okay, thank you, children, for singing those songs, and Cottrell for leading them. Okay, the song I'd like to sing now is O Holy Night. And Christmas was a very important time of the year to Mom, and that's one time of the year she just loved, and we have so many traditions that are still very dear to our hearts today. And she also really loved this song. This is one of her favorite songs. And one thing she loved to do is have some of her children sing this song at different places. Probably the most memorable time was one of our favorite lakes in Rocky Mountain National Park, Bear Lake. Took some convincing, but she got her wish across. And yeah, it's just another memory for the song and how much it meant to her. So, O Holy Night, on verse 2, we'll sing the first three scores in unison, and then on the fourth score, switch into parts. The third score, then the second verse ends with, Here came the wise men from Orient Land. Then we'll go into parts on the King of Kings laid us in lowly manger.
Oh,
All right, at this time we'll have a song group in charge of Adriana.
Is the eve of the Savior's birth.
Thank you, ladies. Next song is out of the church hymnal, number 104. After this song, there is a group by in charge of Jared. Church hymnal 104.
Good evening. The first song that we're going to sing is Go Tell It on the Mountain. And that's, of course, a Christmas song. And also we're going to sing God's Choir. That's not necessarily a Christmas song, but God's Choir was definitely singing that night. And the chorus says, I heard 1,000 trumpets sounding out his glory, telling the story how he came to earth to die. And we won't sound like them, but we hope that we can bring glory to God tonight.
The hills and the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Last night when I was lonely, I looked up at the sky. The stars look like notes in the air, like a mighty piece of music, penned by God's own hand, written for a choir way up there. I heard the angels sing, glory, hallelujah, a mighty chorus way up high. I heard the angels sing, praise the name of Jesus, singing in God's choir in the sky. I heard a thousand trumpets sounding out his glory, telling the story how he came to earth to die. I heard a million voices praise the name of Jesus, singing in God's choir in the sky. I heard the glorious song coming out of heaven, the sweetest music ever heard. I heard a mighty song sung by all the angels, my soul filled at every loving word. I fell down on my knees when that chorus ended, they shouted out a glad amen. I fell down on my knees, that when in heaven I would hear that choir once again. I heard a thousand trumpets sounding out his glory, telling the story how he came to earth to die. I heard a million voices praise the name of Jesus, singing in God's choir in the sky.
Okay, let's sing Away in a Manger. And we'll do the version that starts out higher. And then after this song, we'll look to Joseph for a group. And then right after their group, Anthony has a group. Then come right up after that.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet.
What do you think it would have been like to have traveled with those wise men, crossed the desert, through the night, following a star? The Bible talks about a star that they saw that they followed. And the first song we're going to sing tonight is Star of the East. And imagine the conversations that they had over the campfire in the evening. They looked up into that bright, brilliant sky and saw that star and the hopes that they pinned on that star. And this song talks about that hope, that expectation of something out there guiding us. And that's Jesus himself, Star of the East. And the second song sort of follows the same theme. It's not a Christmas song, but it's a song of following the star as well. And it's Jesus, Draw Me Ever Nearer.
Jesus, draw me.
And I'll follow.
Just guide me through the tempest. Keep my spirit sane and sure when the midnight meets the morning. Let me love you even more. May this journey bring a blessing. May I rise on wings of faith, and at the end of my heart's testing, with your treasures of the trial form within me as I go, and at the end of this long passage, let me
tonight, let's be singing two songs, Joy to the World and Silent Night.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior. Hills and plains repeat the sounding joys, repeat the sounding joys, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love. Silent night.
Thank you all for those numbers of songs. And for all of you that have taken part, thank you for doing that. In my reading this week, came across a thought that Joseph alluded to as to this trek with the wise men. Was it 3 days? Was it 3 weeks? Was it 3 months? And in being able to do that, you know, how many men's meeting did they have to? Everybody stop now. Let's get this right. You know, are we following the right star? Are we off in our heads? You know, what's happening here? But they had a goal. They had purpose. That is to find the Savior. For our last song, Christian hymnal number 95. And we'll sing the first and last verse on this song. And on the last verse, the chorus can come forward then. 95, the Christian hymnal.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving the light for those who long have not had love, inviting the wise men on their way.
We have two songs left to sing here this evening. The first is a now familiar song for us, and asks the question, how should a king come? And I remember the first time I heard the choir sing this, just being deeply impressed by the simplicity. I noticed this evening as I was prepping for this song that in the notes that go with the piece, it says to sing it stately. I don't know if we'll achieve that or not, but we'll do our best. And the second song, the last song this evening, is a ladies' arrangement. It's called Christmas Lullaby, and it's a lullaby sung to the baby Jesus.
Should a king